Welcome to the Western Values Project Polling Release Conference Call. My name is Jackie, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Tyler Cherry. Mr. Cherry, you may begin.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Cherry. Thank you for joining this call today. I'm sure your days are infinitely busy and packed, and we really do appreciate you being on this call. Today, the Western Values Project and the Global Strategy Group are announcing a new campaign accompanied by a fresh new round of in-district polling for some House members and their track records on public lands and national monuments. And without further ado, I will turn it over to Chris Sager with the Western Values Project.
Thanks, Tyler. The information we're releasing today tells a very powerful story about the gravity of public lands across the American West. Every single poll shows that each member of Congress stands to gain by taking decisive action to protect public lands and national monuments. There are two, among others, there are two in particular imminent threats to protections for some of our most iconic landscapes. One bill would give the president broad powers to unilaterally remove protections for public lands in general, and another would codify his recent decision to do just that in Utah in the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. Constituents in all of these districts not only showed a high level of awareness about the Utah monuments that recently fell under attack by the administration, but strong majorities and pluralities want their member of Congress to block this and other attempts to put some of the West's most valuable places at risk. This campaign overall is aimed at changing the conversation about public lands in Congress and at prompting these representatives to join with their constituents in sending a clear message about national monuments to the president. It's time for these attacks to stop. I'll be happy to answer questions about our efforts in general in a moment, but first I will hand it over to the team at Global Strategy Group who can walk you through the polls.
Thank you, Chris. This is David Gold from Global Strategy Group, a polling firm that conducts this research, and I'm going to walk through some of our findings. So we conducted polls between January 26th and January 30th in five Western Republican-held congressional districts: Colorado's 3rd, New Mexico's 2nd, Oregon's 2nd, Washington's 3rd, and Montana's at-large congressional district. And what we found is that constituents in each of these districts care very passionately about public lands. They strongly oppose President Trump's recent executive orders to shrink the size of two national monuments in Utah. They're aware of that action, and they are familiar with and like those monuments. Constituents in these districts also strongly oppose legislation in Congress that would codify Trump's orders by shrinking these monuments in Utah and would give presidents greater authority to lift public lands protections. Clear majorities of constituents in each of these districts also say they'd be willing to take action to stop this proposed legislation from passing, such as contacting an elected official or adding their name to a petition. So we can see that constituents here are very animated about this issue, and if it looks like these public lands are going to be further threatened, they are willing to, you know, make some noise, make their voices heard, and contact their representatives about it. In addition, constituents' opinions of their members of Congress in each of these districts really hinge on how the members act with respect to public lands. Each of these members has a very clear opportunity based on this polling to increase their standing and increase their favorability among constituents by siding with their constituents on public lands issues. But the flip side of that is that each of these members can quickly go underwater in terms of their favorability rating if they side against their constituents on these issues. So to go a little bit more into the data, in terms of support for Trump's recent executive orders on the two monuments in Utah, in each district, clear majorities oppose the executive orders. People feel strongly, with 44% or more strongly opposed to the executive orders in each district. And in districts where we have previous polling data from December, opposition to the executive orders has only increased since December. So, for example, in Oregon's 2nd District, we asked about these executive orders in December. 46% supported them, 49% opposed them. Opposition has since increased 7 points to 56% opposed. In Washington's 3rd Congressional District in December, 40% supported, 51% opposed the executive orders. Since then, opposition to the executive orders has increased by 11 points to 62% opposed. By even wider margins in each district, constituents oppose proposed legislation that would codify Trump's executive orders and give presidents greater power to lift protections for public lands, and also most would be willing to take action to stop these laws from passing. So across the district, numbers in the 60s in terms of the percentage oppose this proposed legislation. The strong opposition numbers are above 50% in 4 of the 5 districts, and in each of the districts, 62% or more would be willing to take action in some form to stop this proposed legislation from passing. And then we drill down on some specific actions or positions that representatives could take in order to show support for public lands. And across districts, every single position has a net positive impact on members' favorability. So we tested 5 things that members could do, one being support laws that help the federal government preserve public lands with national monument protections, another being opposing letting private companies drill, mine, and extract other resources on national monuments, another being opposing laws that allow president to unilaterally remove protections on public lands and national monument designations without the approval of Congress, and then also opposing plans to allow uranium mining around the Grand Canyon or to roll back protections on the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments in Utah. And what we found is that if a representative took any of these positions and showed support for public lands in doing so, it can only have a positive impact on their favorability. On the flip side, if representatives go against the wishes of their constituents on public lands issues, they become really at risk and vulnerable on this issue. For example, in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, Scott Tipton begins with a 41% favorable rating, 34% unfavorable. So more like than not, but when we simulate a message that Scott Tipton has voted to undermine public land protections in the past and is considering doing it again, he moves 27 points underwater. In Montana's at-large congressional district, Greg Gianforte moves 18 points underwater after his constituents hear this message. In New Mexico 2nd, Steve Pierce moves 4 points underwater. In Oregon 2nd, Greg Walden moves 14 points underwater. And then in Washington 3rd, Jamie Rivera Butler, who begins very popular, 53% favorable to 28% unfavorable, 25 points above water, actually moves to 1 point underwater after constituents hear the simulated message, which really reinforces that constituents in each of these districts, care deeply enough about public lands issues that they're how they feel about their representative really hinges on how their representative acts and the positions they take with respect to public lands. And with that, I will hand it over for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then 1 on your touch-tone phone. Standing by for questions. And at this time, we have no questions. And we have a question now from Jennifer. Jennifer, please go ahead.
Great. Thanks so much for having the call. I'm just wondering, and to be honest, in sort of comparing this to the Colorado College poll that came out earlier this month. But in that poll, voters were asked similar questions about public lands, but the problem was it didn't rank sort of high up on their list of things that they ultimately vote because of or their top reasons for voting. And I wonder if Western Values has given any thought about how you motivate folks to actually go out and not just call a congressman on these issues, but to actually vote on them.
Yeah, that's a very fair point. And I would say a couple of things globally. One is that, the point of this poll and the point of these efforts for us is not electoral. So we don't, take the perspective that we're interested in what happens in the election and then pick issues. I mean, we pick the issues, and are really just concerned about how those issues play out in Congress. And so I think what we're saying here is to the extent that these issues come into play for a member of Congress that, and to the extent that they are on the table, that they are things worth paying attention to. I think the thing I would say secondly, and this is in, the full poll, which, will be available for each district on our website, there really was in each of the districts great interest in taking action in contacting a member of Congress based on, the poll explicitly asked questions about whether people would be interested in mobilizing to take action based on these issues. And we found, in fact, that, people certainly were. And I think, the other thing, there's a couple of different ways to think about public lands in this context. I mean, certainly you can think about it, just on its own as public lands. And how does that weigh alongside issues like the economy or foreign policy or all of these, much bigger ticket issues? Or you can actually think about how public lands affects the economy and how public lands creates jobs and how it figures into the rest of those issues. And I think in general that's the approach that we take in recognizing, along with most people in most of these districts, that when we talk about public lands, we actually are in many cases talking about the economy because they support jobs in communities across the West that depend on tourism, that depend on the outdoor gear industry and so on. So.
Great. Thank you.
Once again, if you do have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. And no further questions at this time.
Great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining on the call. As Chris mentioned, the poll results will be available on the Western Values Project website. And if you received the polling memos this morning, they're linked in there as well. If you have any questions, please feel free to follow up with Chris at the Western Values Project, and we'll be sure to answer any further questions you have. And thank you again for joining. We appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.